This is HPR episode 1710 entitled Windows Remote Desktop on New Linux and is part of the series Bash Scripting. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 11 minutes long. The summary is, a wrapper script for Freerd to make connecting to Windows servers painless.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi everybody, this is Ken Fallon and I'm trying out Easy Voice Recorder Pro on my Android phone for this episode. I want to do a quick episode about Windows Remote Desktop from a GNU Linux machine. I have a script that's been evolving, a bash script obviously, that's been evolving for quite some time, and I thought now would be a good time to share that with you. I have a few different requirements. First of all, I want to just be able to type the name of the server on the console and it should pop up. Then, regardless of what screen configuration I'm using, I want the screen to always fit on whatever screens I have available. So on my little laptop, I want it to be 90% smaller than the horizontal and vertical size of the laptop screen. But on my desktop, where I have two screens, multi-screen environment, you know, two of different sizes, I want it so that if I move it from one screen to the other one, it'll fit on the smallest one, whichever that happens to be. So it'll take the smallest height and the smallest width and use that as the screen size and then work 90% of that. As we're here in Europe and we work across different countries, the keyboards that are plugged into the servers on the other side could be AZERTY or any combination of strange keyboards, so I always wanted to map the US keyboard. I want to map a local disk myself so that I can copy files over and back, and it shouldn't wait forever. So if the port's not available, it should basically time out if I haven't connected the firewall or something like that. The full script is available on the website and will be linked to in the show notes for this episode, but I'll just basically go through it very quickly. And as with all of these recommendations, you can if you have other recommendations or fixes, please send them on and I'll incorporate them in if they make sense to me. So the first line calls bash, and the second one, we set two variables. One is a server and you're using base name $0, which is a thing tip I learned from Linux podcasts, Dave Yates. I'm still using that, thanks Dave. And then I set my port to 3389, which is the port number that RDP uses. And then we do that horizontal and vertical size trick. And what I'm using is a command called XOR&R, which is a command line program to get the various different settings. So I use that to find out what my current screen configuration is, and I use OC sort heading and BC command to do the calculations for that. And I set a variable called size with a horizontal and vertical size. So that's what that is. Then I set three other variables, the password, username and work group, although in actual practice I have the thing ask me for my password, but here's an example of how you could do that. Then I have a case statement. Now that I know the server name, because the server name is the name of the script, it will attempt to parse through the server name. So most companies have a, you know, they will have US servers beginning with US or Dutch servers beginning with NL for the Netherlands, or you might have lab servers beginning with lab or whatever. So you can use regular expressions in the case statement. So asterisk server asterisk will match any server name that begins with, that has the word server in it, and then asterisk colo asterisk is any server that has the word colo in it, and then you can also just put in some server. And in there you can set individual password usernames or work groups, or perhaps you might want to switch keyboards for that particular server. So at the end of that, we have the bash command timeout space one, and then I call bash-c, and I echo dev TCP, the server, and the port. And this is a quick trick within bash to find out if a TCP port is open. The timeout command will terminate whatever it's calling after 1 second if it doesn't receive a reply. If you don't do that, the thing will time out. My goal here was to make sure that I'm not waiting around forever, so it'll either have a connection or it won't. So there's no point. By default, I think it'll wait something like 15 minutes to time out. And other solutions like pings don't really work, because firewall rules will prevent ping from going through while the port itself might be open. So this is a nice way of just quickly connecting to the port and moving on. For the actual remote desktop session itself, I stopped using the program or desktop because there's essentially a lot of bugs now in newer versions of RDP that haven't been fixed, vis-a-vis can't connect with RDP version 6 or newer, or some of the SSL protocols, they're not accepting certs. So I switched to using X-Free RDP, and this is the client behind the Remina, R-E-M-M-I-N-A, Remina program. So all I do there is then call that program. With, first of all, if the port is open, then I call the X-Free RDP /V:: the server name /size, that's the size, /KBD-type, and a hex string for the keyboard type, and then -T for the server, /D: for the workgroup, /U: for the username, /U: for the password, /A, which is an add-on, /drive, PC is what I choose to call it, and the path that I want to map, in this case the root drive, and then /cert-ignore, and then the ampersand to send it into the background. It's fairly odd from a Unix point of view that it uses /s instead of the default plus minus sign, but the if you type X-Free RDP, you'll just see that there as well. So to do the symlinking, you've got to make sure that the host names are in your DNS or in your host file. And your host file is located in /etc/hosts, writable by root. And there you will have an IP address, space, one or more names for the servers. So for you modify, download the script, modify it, and save it somewhere, like use a local bash, which is public, or put it in your bin directory. If you don't have one, you can create one. And then you do a link from where it is to where you want the symlink to be. So in our example, we have in our host file 192.168.1.1 /some_server is the name of a server. And then we type ln -s for symbolic link, /user/local/bash, /rdp.bash, which is the name I give it. And then I make the symlink into tilde, which is my home directory, /bin/some_server. You need to make that executable using chmod +x /bin/some_server, and then once you type /some_server, it's now an executable script which will find out that it's called some server and will attempt to connect to the server, some server, over X-Free RDP. And when you do that, you'll find that your drives map, and it's 90% of the screen size, and pretty much all is happiness. Okay, that's it for now. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and I hope the quality of this is up to snuff.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Ecker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.